The United States and Iran seem to have stepped back from the brink of war, but they haven't resolved their differences, and both sides are engaged in a conflict through proxies. In Lebanon, the leader of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, says this is just the beginning. Rebecca Collard reports from Beirut.
The face of Qasem Soleimani is everywhere in this mostly Shiite neighborhood in Beirut. Every few steps, there's another poster of the late Iranian military commander. In some of them, he's being embraced by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In others, he's alone, looking pensive and ready for anything. Also on display are posters of fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, killed in action. They are seen as martyrs, along with their former Iranian patron, Qasem Soleimani. Before her father's funeral in Tehran, Zainab Soleimani gave an interview to the pro-Hezbollah TV station El Manar. Behind her were photos of her father and Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. I send my regards to the Sayyid of the resistance, our uncle, Hassan Nasrallah, the general's daughter said. I know he will avenge the blood of my father. Her faith in Nasrallah is well-founded. Iran has long supported and relied on allies and proxies across the Middle East. In Iraq, it trained and armed militias to fight against ISIS and attack the American military. In Syria, Iranian-backed militias fought against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. And here in Lebanon, Hezbollah is the most powerful military force in the country, better armed even than Lebanon's National Army. Thousands of people flooded to Beirut's southern suburbs to mourn the death of Soleimani last week. They held photos of the Iranian general and the yellow flag of Hezbollah. Nasrallah addressed the crowd via video link from a secret location. He hasn't appeared in public for years, fearing just the sort of fate that came to Soleimani. The Hezbollah leader vowed that this so-called axis of resistance would avenge Soleimani's death. And by that, he means all of Iran's allies and proxies. Nasrallah went on to say that American civilians should not be touched, and he warned of a new phase for the region. But experts say whatever that new phase looks like, Hezbollah will want to keep it outside of Lebanon. Hassan Issa works in a bakery here, and like many of his Shiite Muslim neighbors, he says he's a proud supporter of Hezbollah. Qasem Soleimani is gone, says Issa, but there are thousands more like him and stronger, too. But both Issa and his co-worker, Ahmed al-Ahmed, say Hezbollah is not interested in starting a war. All options are possible, but Hezbollah wouldn't think of bringing war to this country, Ahmed says. But if war is imposed on us, of course we will have to respond. A few streets over, Nour el-Din is watching television in his grocery shop. He says he's not worried about war breaking out either. Nasrallah said he won't strike American civilians, only soldiers, says el-Din. We don't have any U.S. soldiers here. There are a small number of American soldiers here, but attacking them would be tricky for Hezbollah. Those troops are in Lebanon to train the Lebanese army, and Hezbollah is unlikely to risk killing any Lebanese soldiers in a country where many people revere the army. Experts say Hezbollah is proceeding with caution. And another sign is the fact that there have been no big anti-American protests by Hezbollah supporters here. But there is one thing that the crowds in Tehran and Baghdad have been chanting that seems to go over well here. And that's the call for U.S. troops to leave the Middle East. And that would be the biggest victory of all, says shopkeeper Nour el-Din. All the Americans getting out, just like they left Vietnam. For the World, I'm Rebecca Collard in Beirut.